Billionaires for Coal staged a cocktail coal party outside the main offices of major financiers of new coal developments with a message for the Wall Street. Bill Barkley is a campaign organizer with the Rainforest Action Network.
These banks are financing the very infrastructure that's cooking our climate and killing our planet, and this is no longer acceptable. New coal-fired power plants, there's 150 new coal-fired power plants that are on the books to be built, and if these are built, they'll add over a half a billion tons of new emissions of carbon dioxide.
According to a report by the National Resources Defense Council, coal contributes 30% of U.S. carbon dioxide emissions, the leading cause of global warming. But that doesn't matter much to the Wall Street Seven, the major bankers that are investing in a majority of the 150 proposed coal power plants in the U.S. However, the coal industry and the Bush administration say new technologies like coal gasification and the upcoming future Gen power plant are more environmentally friendly. Tom Sarkis is the Department of Energy's project director of FutureGen.
The plant is going to be based on a technology called integrated gasification combined cycle. It will achieve very low emissions of all criteria pollutants, including mercury. And additionally, it will capture and sequester geologically the carbon dioxide that is produced from the plant. Of course, carbon dioxide emissions being known as a greenhouse gas.
Sarkis says the liquid carbon dioxide could be injected into nearby salinated water sources, but those are not used for drinking water. He adds that FutureGen is still a work in progress, although they expect to start approval of a site for the power plant in Texas or Illinois later this year. But environmentalists Barkley and Matt Leonard with the Rainforest Action Network say the whole process of extracting and using clean coal is a dirty deed.
These are new technologies which haven't been developed yet. There's a bigger set of problems with coal, which is that you have to look at the entire life cycle of coal. So the mining is also very bad for the environment and for workers.
In Meigs County, Ohio, there's actually a proposal to have 9 coal power plants in a 10-mile radius. And this is a community that's already been just ravaged by pollution and groundwater contamination. There's skyrocketing rates of asthma, lung cancer, and other respiratory diseases. Here, closer to home in the Southwest, there's been a strong struggle from a lot of indigenous communities, including the Navajo and the Hopi, fighting power plants that have contaminated their groundwater and taken their water supply.
Coal isn't the only energy development on the rise that concerns environmentalists. After winning the battle to prevent 11 new coal plants in Texas, environmentalists are now grappling with the proposal of nuclear power reactors in the state. California lawmakers are also considering reviving nuclear power after a 2-decade moratorium. Reporting for FSRN in San Francisco, I'm Christina Onnestad.